The Joliet Slammers walked off in the bottom of the eighth inning to wrap up their second consecutive doubleheader sweep of the Thunderbolts at Route 66 Stadium Thursday night. The Thunderbolts scored the first run of the game in Game 1 as Jonathan McCray and Axel Johnson hit back-to-back singles. Larry Balkwill's sacrifice fly put the Thunderbolts ahead 1-0. Joliet responded in the bottom of the inning as they loaded the bases on three straight walks. Back-to-back doubles by R.J. Thompson and Trenton Hill scored two runs each, and a Ridge Hoopie Haslam RBI single made it 5-1. The Slammers added single runs in the second on a Thompson single and in the fourth on a Hill sacrifice fly. Omar Obregon doubled for the Bolts to lead off the sixth inning. He scored on a Johnson groundout to wrap up the scoring. Corey Kimber allowed one run in 5 2/3 innings of relief for the win. Connor Bach allowed six runs in three innings to take the loss. The Thunderbolts took a 1-0 lead again in Game 2 as Larry Balkwill singled and eventually scored on a Tim Zier sacrifice fly. The Slammers were held off the scoreboard by Paddy LeDay until the bottom of the sixth inning when they loaded the bases and scored on a Ridge Hoopie Haslam sacrifice fly. The Bolts had the go-ahead run in scoring position in both the seventh and eighth innings, but were unable to get him in before Joliet got a leadoff double from Danny Zardone in the bottom of the eighth. Jack Anderson retired the next two batters, but Travis Bolin came up with two outs and Zardone at third. 1-0 pitch, lined out to right field, long run back Axel Johnson. He reaches up and he can't make the catch. Base hit, Danny Zardone scores, and the Slammers win 2-1. Keegan Long recorded an out against the only batter he faced and picked up the win. LeDay allowed just one earned run in seven innings, but took the loss. The Thunderbolts return home to start a three-game series with the Lake Erie Crushers on Friday. Eddie Avila gets the Game 1 start for the Bolts against Lake Erie's Ethan Westfall. Santino Morella will be present for White Castle Wrestling Thursday, featuring wrestling shows before and after the game. First pitch is set for 7:05. The broadcast can be heard through WCThunderbolts.com.